This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who knows what night of Ramadan it is? Thursday, right? Tonight is the 12th night of Ramadan. We are effectively in the Ramadan dip. We are effectively in the middle 10 days where people stop paying attention to Ramadan and they slack off until the last 10 nights. This is it right now. SubhanAllah, how quickly did the first third of Ramadan pass? And we're already talking about the second third, and before you know it, it's already Eid. And I want you to really think about this deeply. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the greatest reward for people in the times when most people will not be paying attention to seeking His pleasure. So for example, the most blessed part of the day is after Fajr and then right before Maghrib. After Fajr, when most people go back to sleep or most people are getting prepared for the rest of their work day, after Asr until Maghrib, when most people are getting home from work and they're tired and they're getting ready for Maghrib and whatever comes with Salatul Maghrib. And then of course, the most blessed part of the night is what part of the night? What's the most blessed part of the night? The last third of the night, where most people are sleeping. These are the times where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you distinguish yourself. Meaning the last 10 nights of Ramadan, all of the masajid will be full. People will come back out in groves, and they will show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they're pursuing one of those nights to be Laylatul Qadr, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow all of us to catch Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma ameen. But there is going to be some people that will seek Allah's pleasure on nights that most people are slacking off. And those are the favored people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are the ones who are most likely to gain His pleasure. And I want you to think about it, that when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, it could be that Allah made your most blessed night of Ramadan the 12th night, not the 27th night, not the 25th night, but the 12th night, or the 13th night, or the 14th night, or so on and so forth. Why? Because that was the night that Allah looked at your fasting and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw that your day did not contain backbiting, your day had dhikr, your day, that day you prayed all of your salawat on time, on that day you did the things that you were supposed to do, you fulfilled the obligations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed upon you, and because of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters you into Jannah. Allah writes you down from the utaqa, from those who are redeemed. The reason why this becomes so crucial, should I use that mic, Brother Tom? Okay. The reason why that becomes, do I need both of them or just this one? The reason why that becomes so crucial, dear brothers and sisters, the other one was better. I'm just going to stick to this one, inshallah. Is because tonight is a night of Friday. You're in the most blessed night of the week, Laylatul Jum'ah. The most blessed day of the week is the day of Friday. And a lot of times, due to some of the narrations that we hear, so for example, it's not a hadith, it's a narration that's very famous, but it's not a hadith, that the first 10 days of Ramadan are mercy, the second 10 days are forgiveness, the last 10 days are freedom from hellfire. We purposely dull ourselves and we purposely make ourselves lazy, and we just assume, let's wait for the last 10 nights. The fact of the matter is that every night in Ramadan is mercy. And every night in Ramadan is forgiveness, and every night in Ramadan is a chance to be freed from hellfire. And the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorates Jannah every single day. Allah decorates Jannah more. He customizes it for each and every single one of us, every day in Ramadan. There's nothing in the hadith that suggests that Jannah is more decorated in the last 10 nights than it is every single night of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that every single night of Ramadan, Allah writes down a group of people from the utaqa, from those who are redeemed and freed from hellfire. That's not particularly for the last 10 nights. That's every single night. And the more that you can make yourself appear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when most people are not, the more you distinguish yourselves and the greater chance you have of being written from amongst those utaqa. So I want you to think and do muhasabah, really keep, hold yourself accountable. Every single day of Ramadan, look back at your day. Say, did I backbite today? Did I lie today? How much dhikr did I do today? Did I keep up with my Qur'an regimen today? Did I pray my Salatul Isha? Did I pray my Fajr and Jama'ah? Did I pray Taraweeh tonight? Did I make istighfar? Because the Prophet ﷺ said every single night at the time of the iftar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes down an accepted dua for you. So if every single night at the time of iftar, you say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma ja'alni min al-utaqa. Oh Allah, write me down from those who are redeemed from hellfire. Because that's the end result. Rahma, maghfira, leads to being from al-utaqa. Mercy, forgiveness, leads to the end result, being freed from punishment and entered into paradise. Every single night of Ramadan, you should be making dua. Distinguish yourself at the iftar. When people are quiet or when people are not talking or when people are talking about things that aren't beneficial, distinguish yourself with dhikr. Distinguish yourself with remembrance. But the point is, when people are not accustomed to seeking Allah, at those times, that's when you need to accustom yourself to seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that tonight, the 12th night of Ramadan, be the most blessed night of Ramadan for us, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees us from hellfire tonight, and Allah writes us down from the people of paradise tonight, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes down His mercy for us tonight. We ask Allah to accept our Friday, to accept our ibadah that's been done so far in Ramadan, to accept everything that comes after it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our hearts and to cleanse our souls for what lies in the last 10 nights. And we ask Allah to write down for us Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.